Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Originally, I hail from Brooklyn, New York, so this choir has a special place in my heart. Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Psalm 34.
I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on Him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from
they are insane.
Gospel is definitely the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have him sort of return as a guest on Real Gospel, which I discovered he's been on the program before. I'm talking about the one and only Brandon Kim Four. And Brandon, we just found out that the last time you were on the program, you were with the group, say it again?
Brandon Camphor and One Way.
That's right. It's been a couple of years. But now you return because you are representing the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And I'm loving the song. I'm feeling the song. God surprised me. Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you for all your support. Thank you to all the listeners. We're so glad about the season we're in.
Yes, yes. So I would be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I'm from Bed-Stuy, all that good stuff.
So that's where I live.
That's right. So, yeah. So give us a little history about the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Sure. Well, the choir was founded by our director. Her name is Carol Cimbala. She's the wife of Pastor Jim Cimbala, who pastors the Brooklyn Tabernacle in downtown Brooklyn. They've been in ministry over 40 years. And the choir started with only 9 members, actually the same people who started the church when they took over. Carol took all of them and made the choir, and she always laughs and says how a majority of them were tone deaf. But here we are, 40 years later, 30 albums later. This is our 30th album. The choir's had an amazing career, 6 Grammy Awards, 7 Dove Awards. And God has been faithful, and Carol has remained faithful to spreading the message of Jesus Christ and the music, and that this new album called I'm Reminded is the 30th album from the choir, and we're so excited to share it, and the lead single, God Surprised Me, is out.
Amen. So what role do you play on the project?
Sure. I am a co-writer. I'm also a co-writer of a couple songs on the record. I lead a couple songs as well. And I work on staff at the church in the music department with Carol Cimbala. So together I assist her in managing the choir and directing and helping teach the songs and all of that. So it's such a blessing. And we're so happy to announce that the CD actually is the second week. It's number one on Billboard. So
wow.
We're really excited that God is really showing us favor.
Wow. To God be the glory on that. And so... the history of the choir, you say it started out with, 7 people?
Yeah, it was about 9 voices.
Wow.
Again, and, you know, Carol grew up, she had always had a vision of starting a choir. That was her dream. And so she didn't hesitate when they got the call to go into ministry, her and her husband, and she took the nine members of the church and started a choir. And now the choir has almost 300 members in it, and the church is over 10,000 members. So God has shown them amazing favor over the years. But it's because they remain faithful to one mission, and that's making Jesus famous, not their name.
Amen. That's what it's all about. Lifting. Yeah. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And so,
amen.
As a writer, what has been some of the inspiration? What in some of the tracks that you've written and some of the songs that are on the project? Which, by the way, thank you for the advanced copies. The CD is wonderful. The CD is just you can put this in your car. Well, I still have a CD player in my car, so you can put it in your
That's
CD
good.
Player
There's
and
a
just
couple of us left.
Yeah, and just ride. Now, I only say that because I've recently discovered the power of Bluetooth. So so I am still playing CDs, but I'm just saying I have recently discovered the power of Bluetooth, and it is awesome. But anyway, I'm playing a CD right now. So what's going on with this project? Some of the other songs?
Yeah, well, the inspiration in anything that we do, you know, is making sure that the gospel is presented. You know, when Carol writes songs, and my participation on this project has been completely hidden behind her and trying to mimic and make sure her touch is felt even in my contribution. And when she writes music, she always thinks, hey, can a church in China or in Argentina, you know, can they sing this music? It's music for the world. The perspective is the world. And that's because we want to take Jesus to the world. It's not just about a great song being written. It's about a great God being talked about in every song. And so every song on there has one focal point, and it's cliche, but it's so true. It's to make sure we as gospel artists really do share the gospel, and the gospel is the message of Jesus Christ. And so I've been a part of 5 songs on this album, and the opening track, Psalm 150, which I actually lead as well, is so perfect because it starts off just encouraging people, hey, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. It's just a call to worship. Let's start off this way, and let's ride the whole project doing this. So that's kind of the intention over the years and what's remained as our main focal point with the writing.
Amen. Amen. So let me ask you a different question. I sort of, as a matter of fact, growing up, I went to New Canaan Missionary Baptist Church, which is in Brooklyn, and it's in the Bed-Stuy yeah. area. And so I got my start there in the youth choir. That's where I got my start. So choirs are very special to me. I know we have a lot of praise teams now, and I love praise and yeah. worship teams. But, you know, when you've been in a choir, it becomes a part of you. So can you talk about the significance these days of choir music and just how the importance of it?
Well, I echo your sentiments. You know, I think the choir is very important. Nothing against the praise team kind of generation now that we're living in, but the choir in the Bible, it's so many mentions of the choir leading the way, you know, in the worship times. And I think what's beautiful about the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and so many other choirs is it's a melting pot, you know, so many different people. We have lawyers and doctors and ex-drug addicts and ex-cons, all people from different walks of life, different cultures, but we all share the same story. We're all redeemed by the same blood of Jesus. And when you have so many believers together lifting their voice with one intention to just glorify the name of Jesus, I mean, there's nothing more powerful. And then add the anointing to that, and there's just so much life. And the choir had the opportunity to sing at the inauguration years ago for Barack Obama, his second term.
Wow.
And that was our chance to sing in front of a billion people, the biggest audience in the world. And nothing was more reflective of the kingdom of God than seeing so many different colors, so many different faces. But again, everyone with the one intention saying, hey, we're Christians, lifting up the name of Jesus. So I'm all about choirs because there's no, you know, it's just the best chance to get a picture, I think, of what heaven really looks like. It's not two people up there singing. It's a crowd of angels lifting their voices, worshiping the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm thinking of when you were talking, I was thinking about the days. And there's a video going around Facebook as well of the choir when we used to march in. You know, we come down the aisle,
yes,
and take that
yes,
step,
yes.
And there will be so. That's gone. Do y'all still do
we
that?
Haven't
or do
done
we
that
just
yet, but you know, I've been trying to sneak that in there because we haven't gotten the marching down. We got a few moves sometimes.
Yeah. So some of these songs that you've penned, lend your, I guess, to the listener who has not heard the project yet. Sort of lend your expertise into what they can expect from some of these songs. How will it
sure.
minister to their spirits?
Well, the one I want to talk about is our lead single, God Surprised Me, which we're so grateful for the support again. But this song has a great story because actually Pastor Simba, Carol's husband, he came into the office one day and he had just written out some lyrics on a piece of paper. Or he wouldn't even call them lyrics. He just had wrote words and said, "Here, I just want to give this to you." And it had this phrase, "God surprised me." And that's not something you really ever hear in music, that terminology or that phrase. And, you know, we as creatives were like, "Hey, let's try to make this into a song." Because the realities in this climate we're living in, a message of hope is so necessary because darkness is ever trying to creep in. But this song just is it exerts faith. It says, you know, no matter your trial, no matter your difficult hour, God always surprises with his power. He will come through. Just when you think your case is hopeless, he comes through with his power. He'll surprise you. So those are the kind of messages you're going to get on this album. You know, songs of hope, songs of life, because that's what Jesus is. And that song in particular is the lead single. And I think if people start with that one, they'd be remiss if they didn't keep listening to the whole album. That's my take on it. Amen. I think you'd agree, right?
Yeah. What about some of the other songs?
Another one is we have three on the album that actually come right from scripture. Psalm 23 and Psalm 150, Psalm 34. But Psalm 23 is a special one that even in our church we can't stop singing it as a more of a congregational type song. Mm-hmm. It just says, you know, surely goodness, surely mercy will follow me all of my days. Just a message of a promise that God gave us in his word, you know, that he said that. That's not us telling people because we think it's cool. It's what his word says, that surely goodness and mercy will follow you, and I will dwell in your house forever. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are by my side. And those are the words of life coming forward from this choir when we're singing from our hearts. And it's the word of God. So I get so excited even talking. I've only talked about two, yeah. But they're real. You know, it's none of this is just space fillers. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. you have albums that
yeah.
people just
I know what you mean.
Fill a spot. You uh-huh. know, here's a song, and most people are still like, "Oh, that's the one I skipped." No. Every song on this album was carefully prayed for and said, "You know what? There's a reason why this needs to be included." And even the title track, the last one I'll talk about, "I Am Reminded." I mean, because this is the 30th album, we went with that title because the lyrics say, "I'll never praise you enough or thank you enough for all that you've done for me. I am reminded you have been faithful. I am reminded you have been faithful." And when we look back over the years of the choir, it's not about the awards. It's not about the accolades and the accomplishments. It's proof that God is faithful. In every season and every storm, he's faithful. And this album, the collective work, the title track, "I'm Reminded," was what we wanted to go with, because at the end of the day, every song's going to lead you back to just remembering, man, God is faithful.
Amen. Amen.
So I know I talked a lot, but
no,
there you go.
No, there it is. They need to hear that. They need to know why they should get it. Amen. So Brandon, yeah. In the last couple of minutes that we have, last 2 minutes, what advice can you give persons who believe they have the gift to write music?
I would just encourage people who have the gift to write music. Of course, there's the technical part, you know, develop your skill, develop your craft, study, show yourself approved. But I would say, and now more than ever, we don't just need space fillers, you know. We need songs that have life and that carry the message of Jesus to the world. So get in your word, you know. Pray. Get before the face of God and allow him to breathe lyrics into you that you then reflect on paper and in these songs that come out of you. I would just encourage people to really be conscious of the content in which we're releasing to the world, especially as believers, and we say we're gospel artists. Let's not just treat that word gospel lightly. Make sure the music really includes the gospel, and that is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. I like that. All right. Thank you so much. I've been talking to the one and only Brandon Kamphor, and he is a representative, one of the writers, one of the stellar award-winning, Grammy award-winning members of the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, my hometown choir. Amen. Sorry, New Canaan Baptist Church, but yeah, Brooklyn's in the house. How can they find out more about this project? How can they reach you? How can they get a hold of you?
Sure. Well, the album is out, and it came out April the 6th, and it's on iTunes. It's in the few stores that are left selling CDs around the world. And they can, of course, get it on Spotify, everywhere that music is streamed. We're on social media. We are on Instagram and Twitter, and it's @BT_choir. That's BT as in Brooklyn Tabernacle, then _choir. And they can go on Facebook and type in Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. We're currently touring and promoting the record. We were just in Nashville.
That's right.
In front of a sold-out crowd.
Mm-hmm. Hendersonville, I think, yeah.
We're hitting different cities. We're going to Italy next month. Just a lot of great things happening. So please get connected on social media, and we'd love to connect with everyone.
Amen. Amen. Also, what was it I was going to ask you? What are the service times in case I'm planning on coming to New York sometime soon? But for those who are listening to this interview in New York, they're going to be in and out of the city. What are the service times and the website? How can they find the church?
People are always welcome to come to the Brooklyn Tabernacle in downtown Brooklyn. We have three services, 9, 11, and 1 o'clock, and the choir sings in all three services every Sunday, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 1 p.m. And our website is brooklyntabernacle.org. You can get more information. And if you can't make it, we have a webcast on the website, brooklyntabernacle.org. People can watch the service right there.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that information, my brother. You have our continued support from all of us here. And like I said, keep doing what you're doing. God is definitely doing a tremendous work through you for the kingdom.
Thank you
for spending this time with us on Real Gospel.
God bless you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.